I Know Who You Are, written by Ellie Bird and read by Sunkitten Shash. An Only Friends Boston Nick fic, rated mature. Additional tags, daddy kink and roleplay. Summary. You know, Boston says. He lifts his arm, draping it around Nick's shoulder. He leans in so Nick can feel his heat and smell the soap on his skin. A wave of adrenaline rolls over Nick. Boston's voice goes low, seductive, and he lets his mouth brush Nick's cheek. If you want someone to call daddy, Boston says, I've been called worse. The ice is beginning to melt, leaking through a hole in the bottom of the plastic bag. Boston's car is still parked outside the club. Probably Nick should fuck off before Boston remembers that he hates him, but Nick has not once done the smart thing where Boston's concerned, and it's a bit late to start now. Nick removes the makeshift ice pack from Boston's hand. The skin on his knuckles is raw, bright red, and already bruising in places. Nick presses his luck and traces the mountain and valley of Boston's first two knuckles with his thumb. He's not ready to go back to being a pariah in Boston's universe. The air in the car is quiet, a layer of tension, and beneath it, a buzzing Nick can feel in his bones. Boston lets himself be touched, and a tiny, fragile little knot of hope opens up somewhere in his chest. There's something fucked up about the pleasure that surged through him when Boston hauled Dan out of Nick's dance space and put his fist in his face. Nick has nothing against Dan. In fact, he likes the way Dan wanted him. Dan kissed him in the shadows of the bar with an open mouth and wandering hands. It wasn't the thrill of Boston's kisses, but if he had to move on, and fuck, he'd been trying. Dan was nice to him and made him feel wanted. He hadn't seen Boston enter the club. Nick keeps his voice light despite how fast his heart is beating. He nudges Boston's shoulder with his own. Does this mean you like me? He's thinking of the look in Boston's eyes as he put his fist in Dan's face. The way he reached for Nick, fingers tight around his wrist, and hauled him out of there like the place was on fire. Boston lets out a snort and pulls his hand away. Don't push it, he says. But Nick catches that familiar glimmer in his eyes, the smirk pulling at the corners of his mouth. But Nick would never have made it this far with Boston if he hadn't pushed, shooting his shot without a damn for the consequences. They're sitting thigh to thigh on the massive bench seat, and despite pulling his hand away, Boston hasn't moved. His skin is warm against Nick's through the layers of cotton. Nick is so grateful to be here again, in Boston's car, just the two of them. He can't regret not getting laid tonight, if it means Boston's no longer looking at him with disgust. Though, he has a feeling Dan would have fucked him the way he likes it, and Nick hasn't been fucked since his last time with Boston. You know, Boston says. He lifts his arm, draping it around Nick's shoulder. He leans in so Nick can feel his heat and smell the soap on his skin. A wave of adrenaline rolls over Nick. Boston's voice goes low, seductive, and he lets his mouth brush Nick's cheek. If you want someone to call daddy, Boston says. I've been called worse. Nick stops breathing. He doesn't move, doesn't twitch, doesn't so much as blink. He might have died. He doesn't have a daddy thing. He doesn't. But he fucking does have a Boston thing. Nick's brain supplies an image of Boston inside him, Nick's arms around him as he whispers, "Daddy," into his skin. Nick gets hard so fast, all the blood rushes to his dick, and he lets out a helpless little moan. His cheeks go hot with embarrassment at the huff of laughter against his jaw. Boston kisses him then, just a brush of his mouth against his jaw, but Nick's so easy for him, he goes absolutely boneless with pleasure, dissolving against him. "I thought so," Boston says on a hum. He slides his hand down Nick's arm to his waist, and fingers the hem of his t-shirt. "I know the kinky shit you're into." "Fuck off," Nick mumbles, but it's shaky and breathless. And then, because he's already humiliated himself for Boston, he says, "I'm into you." Boston goes still. After a beat, he drags his lips up Nick's jaw to the corner of his mouth. "I'm pretty kinky," Boston agrees on a quiet breath. Nick turns his cheek, holding his breath. He wants Boston to kiss him so badly, to take him back to his place and fuck him. He'll give up trying to be the only one in Boston's life, if it means he can have this again, whatever Boston's willing to give him. Boston pauses. "You want me to kiss you?" he says, leaving off the question. It's so obvious Nick's nearly panting with it. He nods. There's another pause. Boston's playing with him. Fair enough. Nick can handle it. And probably, he deserves worse than a little teasing. "Ask me nicely." He's quiet, commanding. Nick is so into it, he's blind with arousal. "Please," he says automatically. Nick has no shame where Boston is concerned. He hasn't since the beginning. "Kiss me." He hesitates, heat flooding his face, and then says, "Daddy." Boston's answering grin is fucking feral. "Fuck yeah," he mutters, and takes Nick's mouth, lips parted and wet. Nick's whole body reacts to being kissed again by Boston. He shudders, throws an arm around Boston's shoulders, and drags him in, wanting, fuck, needing, to get as close as he can. Boston is a messy kisser. Nick's missed him so much, his heart aches. He opens his mouth, and Boston sucks his tongue between his lips, pushing his hand into Nick's hair, tugging enough to send a thrill of pain down his spine. For several seconds, there's nothing but the frantic sounds of them making out, Boston crowding Nick against the car door, straddling a thigh and rubbing off against him. "Say it again," Boston says. Whispers with a hungry glint in his eyes when he pulls back to catch his breath. He fumbles with Nick's belt buckle, but his eyes are on Nick's. Nick pushes his hips up off the leather seat. He lets out a slow breath and says, "Please, Daddy." The end. Thanks for listening.